Hey girl, today I want to dive into moderation and the reason why I feel like walking in moderation day in and day out really takes away from this extremes of what the diet culture has taught us. But I know that many people are skeptical about moderation. I was, and not really understanding because it's a term that is so broad and it's just really not clear. There's no parameters, there's no set guidelines of what it is that you need to eat, right? Tell me what to eat and I'll eat it and I can lose weight. Are you afraid that you're going to gain weight if you go moderation instead of losing the weight? Well, today I'm going to share with you four reasons that I believe can lead you to get the results, to finally get the freedom that you want around food and really set you up for success when it comes to losing weight. So I hope you'll stick with me. Let's dive in. Welcome to the podcast, She Breaks Free. I'm Tara Josie, a wife, mom, fitness professional, and recovered obsessor of diet and exercise. If you're ready to finally break free from what you're supposed to do and find out what's best for you, gain solutions on the diet that works for your body, and learn fitness strategies to change your health, this podcast was made for you. As always, you can find out more or connect with me in our Facebook group, She Breaks Free. Okay, it's time to put your big girl pants on, lay that cookie down. Let's get into today's show. I definitely was someone who, when I heard the term moderation, I'm like, I don't really quite understand what that means because really for everybody, it might mean something different, right? What is moderation for you? And I was just afraid that it was just something that would delay my goal of losing weight. So I didn't really understand it. I didn't know how to walk it out. And finally was kind of brought to this place of an understanding, but also got trained in Moderation 365 through Jill Coleman, Jill Fit, and really is a phenomenal way to walk through living your life and living this lifestyle around food and not feeling like you are constantly controlled by the rules of the diet that you're on. And just have the freedom to do other things with your thoughts, with your mind, with your body. Like you're not tied to the diet. So today I just feel like sharing with you these reasons can hopefully give you some perspective on why you should really explore this way of living, this way of life, and kind of maybe define it out for you a little bit. The number one reason that I feel like is a way for moderation to kind of become a part of your life is that it teaches mindfulness. And so many times, mindfulness is thrown out there, and people are just like, that's just kooky. I don't know what you're talking about. But mindfulness simply just means slowing down and paying attention. That's all that that means. It means being present in the moment so that you have the ability to slow down, make a decision that is going to be best for you, think through it prior to just diving straight into it. It teaches mindfulness to allow us to eat to 80% fullness. It allows us to slow down enough that we are examining how we are feeling throughout our meal so we're not walking away from our meal stuffed and sick and feeling so bloated because we just ate way too much. It teaches mindfulness that we have the ability to check in with our what we call biofeedback, your hunger, your energy, your cravings. You have the ability to slow down and really evaluate, okay, am I hungry? Or have I really had just haven't had any water today? Am I needing a snack or am I just emotionally overwhelmed right now? Like, what are the things that you can kind of take an inventory of in that just brief moment of slowing down and being mindful? So this is really one of the foundational things to the teaching that I do as a Moderation 365 nutrition consultant. Is to be able to train yourself to pause enough to make the right decisions, to make the better choices, to check in with yourself, to really identify what it is that you need. The second reason I feel like is super important is that it teaches the abundance mindset. And when you're coming from the diet culture, the diet world, and you've been tried on every diet that you could ever dream of, right? It's a scarcity mindset that we have established. And a lot of us don't even know that we have it. I really never knew it until I saw it on paper and I was like reading what that was and just kind of hearing the examples of scarcity. Like you got to eat it all right now because you're afraid you're not going to get any more. Or you have to, you know, go over here and get all the stuff because you're afraid you're going to run out of food. And it just is a poor way of walking through life, always feeling like you're in scarcity. And instead, we have the ability to shift our mindset to abundance in that you're not always worrying about removing something, that you have an approach to really look at things like, well, that's really available to me really anytime I want it. In most of the places that we all live, we can typically get the things that we really, really want. I'm talking about food, right? This, of course, can go across the board in most of our lives, especially those of us who live in the U.S. And, you know, we have the ability to get, if we want a sweet treat, we can go get a sweet treat. If we, you know, we can just get the things that we so desire instead of feeling like I can't ever have something. And it's really a shift in your mindset. It's not necessarily what's available to you. And learning just a new way of looking at food, that it's just available anytime. I don't have to eat all of this in one sitting, which some of us have had that mentality. Maybe you've grown up to clean your plate. And it didn't matter if you were hungry or if you were full, you had to clean your plate. And so you had to eat everything. So you're trained to eat everything on your plate. Well, there is a mindset shift in that. That's a behavior pattern that you've learned, and you have to be able to address that mindset of looking at that and saying, well, this doesn't serve me well, right? This type of behavior isn't serving me to reach my goals. So how do I change this? You don't have to go all out. You can get anything at any time. This is the abundance mindset. So being able to recognize and shift is huge. All right, number three, the reason I feel like is another really important reason. Moderation teaches trust around food. Many of us don't keep things in our house because we don't trust that it can stay in the house without us eating all of it and eating all of it at one time. You know, or maybe we don't eat all of it one time, but maybe we're the only people that will eat it in our house. And so we know that all that's going to get consumed by us. So we don't even keep it around. We don't make it. We don't bake. We don't, whatever the case might be, you don't buy chips because you know you're just going to eat the whole bag. That's just what you've done, right? So moderation teaches you to trust yourself around the foods that you feel like you've put off limits. You know, learning to live around foods that you refuse to keep in your house is a freedom. It is a freedom because what if somebody else in your house really enjoys these and you want to, I mean, for example, in previous years, I would eat a whole batch of cookie dough, like within 2 days. You know, my son asked me to make cookies this morning. He said, Mom, can you make some cookies? And, you know, my first thought was, well, in years past, if I made cookies, I would be the one to eat them all. And now it's a much different feeling. It's a much different, like, there's not this, I can't trust myself around that. If I make it, I'm going to eat them all. Like, I know that. But now it's a different view. Like, if I wanted to make them, I could make them and I'll just have what I want to have and not feel like I have to eat every single one of them, because that's just the nature of the scarcity mindset that kind of filters over into that trust around food. You know, learning to not give food that kind of power over you is so freeing. The freedom that you can walk in when that happens is unbelievable. Your whole mind is just released. Your body feels less tense. You're not anxious. You don't have that anxiety. You know, just knowing that you can be confident to eat what you need when you need it is a freedom in itself. And so this is the piece of that teaching that, you know, you just can't put a value on because of the fact that it just infiltrates every area of your life. The last reason, and this is one also huge, is that moderation teaches what our individual needs are. You know, we're so used to following a certain protocol, a program, diet, whatever. Drink this shake in the morning, drink this shake at noon, have this meal at dinner. We're going to follow that. And yep, at the end of 2 weeks, we're going to be, you know, 15 pounds lighter. But then in 3 more months, we've gained that 15 pounds plus maybe 3 or 5 more. And here we are back to the start of this, right? So being able to learn what your body needs, how your body feels with what you're eating, and also the amount that your body needs, like being able to learn how to eat that 80% fullness and matched up with the fact that you are learning what your body needs, like how you can really change your mindset, but change your body, because maybe you've never really paid attention to what your body needs or what foods are making your body feel awful. And so being able to learn how to eat moderation, you know, you're eating the same on Monday that you're eating on Saturday. Like you don't, the whole tagline here is meant to, right? You're not on point Monday through Friday. And then Saturday, most of us are like, oh, it's the weekend, I can binge. You know, your routine is different on the weekend as it is on during the week. But really, we should be eating the same all the time. And so moderation teaches this, but it's really based on what you need. Everybody's lifestyles are different. You can't compare yourself to other people. And really, it's not a one-size-fits-all type of a way of life, because each of us needs something different. So many of us have been under-eating for years and years and years. We're probably, you know, the most malnourished but overfed nation in the world is the United States. And, you know, we are not getting the vitamins and nutrients and the things that we need because we just aren't eating the right things, because it's all about convenience or just diving into what is right there in front of us, what's quick, and what's available. And we don't necessarily take the time to do what it is that we need to for ourselves. We're just so busy. So we just go for what's quick. You know, becoming more aware of how your body responds when you eat is another piece of this. You know, again, mindfulness, slowing down, taking inventory. This all ties together, but it all sums up to one thing, and that is truly freedom around food. And I'm here for it. I'm here for you. I know that all these reasons really do set the foundation for your ability to lose weight, for your ability to finally reach the goals that you have. But you can't get there in a sustainable way until your mindset is shifted and changed around food, until you learn new food behaviors, new patterns of eating, new ways of doing that. And, you know, if we don't have the right perspective or relationship with food, we're just never going to be able to reach a weight loss goal and sustain it for life, because it's just going to be this continual cycle, just like the diet culture has taught us. You know, it's just going to be a struggle for the rest of your life if you don't do something about it now. And the question I ask myself is, do I want to be in my 60s and 70s and beyond worrying about gaining weight, losing weight, or even binging on food? Like, why do I want to do that even in my 50s? I don't want to do that. And so if you can begin to think about how to adopt moderation into your lifestyle, I'm here for you. I would love to hear from you. You can go to my website, dietdishing.com. Certainly check out me, check out who I am and what I offer. But I'd love to hear from you. Just drop me an email, TaraJ@dietdishing.com. Would love to help kind of guide you in the direction maybe that you're struggling with, but also pray for you and kind of hear what your biggest struggle is and offer up some prayer and encouragement for you. But my Facebook group is also a place you can come into, and there's other like-minded women just like yourself that need some community that are in the same place. And that is She Breaks Free. Those links are going to be in the show notes. So hopefully you'll take advantage. Certainly reach out and tell me where you are. Pray this has given you something to kind of hold on to when it comes to moderation, so you're not questioning, like, what is it? What does it do? How do I operate in it? And if you have more questions, certainly reach out. Take care. And God bless. If you have been blessed today, you can thank me big by heading over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review of the show. I would be so grateful. Secondly, if you want to connect with me and others who are like-minded, go to Facebook and join She Breaks Free group. It's a private group where you can feel safe and always share your heart. I will be there to answer questions, provide tips, and help you in your journey to freedom. Here's to you breaking free. God bless.